This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. Russia said Thursday it plans to retaliate against the United States for imposing sanctions against it in connection with the poisoning of a former Russian spy and his daughter in Britain. As AP's Charles de Ledesma reports, Moscow called the U.S. sanctions illegal.
Russian Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Maria Zakharova says the restrictions represent a new attempt to demonize Russia and that Moscow will work out retaliatory measures, adding that ultimatums against Russia are useless. Zakharova repeated Moscow's fierce denial of involvement in the Skripal poisonings, saying that Britain nor the U.S. have presented any evidence to back up the accusations. She says Russia stands by its offer to Britain to conduct a joint probe into the Salisbury attack in March. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Zimbabwean opposition leader Tendai Biti was charged Thursday with inciting public violence and unlawfully announcing the results of last week's disputed election. The former finance minister said he would keep fighting as he arrived at court in the capital of Harare. Biti was deported to his native land after authorities in neighboring Zambia rejected his bid for asylum. Brian Nichols is the U.S. ambassador to Zimbabwe.
The concerns for the welfare of Tendai Biti are foremost in the minds of many in the international community. You've seen a statement jointly from the EU, Canada, Australia, and the United States today.
Biti is one of nine members of the Movement for Democratic Change Alliance, wanted by Zimbabwe for inciting violence following last week's presidential election. The MDC Alliance claims that vote was rigged in favor of President Emmerson Mnangagwa. This is VOA News. Puerto Rico has acknowledged that more than 20 times as many people died as a result of Hurricane Maria last September. As AP's Rita Foley reports, a new report says more than 1,400 people, not 64, died in the storm.
For the first time, Puerto Rico is quietly conceding that Hurricane Maria killed more than 1,400 people last year, and not just the 64 in the official death toll. The government acknowledged it in a report to Congress this week in which it laid out its reconstruction plan for the island. Hurricane Maria hit in September of last year and Hurricane Irma 2 weeks later. They knocked out power and water and caused widespread flooding that left many sick and elderly people unable to get medical treatment. I'm Rita Foley.
U.S. Vice President Mike Pence said the Pentagon is taking new steps to create a space force by 2020 in order to meet the emerging threats on this new battlefield. Speaking at the Pentagon Thursday, Pence said the new force is to protect U.S. interest in space.
Now, to be clear, the Space Force will not be built from scratch because the men and women who run and protect our nation's space programs today are already the best in the world. And since the dawn of the space age, America has remained the best in space.
President Donald Trump repeatedly has called for the creation of a Space Force as a U.S. military branch that is needed to ensure dominance in space. The Pentagon submitted a report to Congress Thursday detailing its space management changes. The report details the creation of the Space Operations Command, which will oversee space operations forces from different military branches until a Space Force is established. But Congress is the only branch of government that has the authority to approve the creation of a new military division. A magnitude 6.2 earthquake rocked Indonesia's Lombok Island and the neighboring island of Bali Thursday, causing instant panic after Sunday's quake in the region killed more than 300 people. The death toll from Sunday's devastating earthquake on Lombok Island has risen to 347. A spokesman for the country's National Disaster Mitigation Agency said Wednesday that another 1,447 people were injured and more than 165,000 have been displaced. A Saudi-led airstrike targeting Shiite rebels in Yemen hit a bus Thursday, killing at least 43 people, many of them schoolchildren. The International Committee of the Red Cross said a hospital it supports received 29 bodies of children under the age of 15. Other accounts say that more than 60 people were wounded. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.